Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to some culture on Open House and a film review by our esteemed critic. I'm standing up, Ben McKechnie. It's called About Time, and it's about a man who can time travel to try to make a better future for himself. Sounds interesting. Ben McKechnie, welcome back to Open House.
Please, mate, sit down. There's no reason to stand on ceremony.
I paid you honour.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, good on you. This film is from the makers of Notting Hill, Love Actually, two of my favourite films, Four Weddings and a Funeral, all great films. Does this one live up to the reputation of the others?
I think it does. I'm not as big a fan of those films as it sounds like you are, but I should also point out from the kickoff, I'm not down on romantic comedies. I actually really quite like them, and I'm a bloke, and I'm willing to say that. I do quite like them, and I think that the twist in this one with time travel is a good one, and there have been a bunch of other romantic comedies, romantic dramas that have had time travel in them. So a movie like The Time Traveler's Wife, which incidentally starred Rachel McAdams, who also stars in About Time.
Okay.
So you'd think she might have got enough of time travel, but clearly she didn't. But you're right. The difference in this one is, like, Time Traveler's Wife focused on who was left behind,
yes,
whereas About Time, as you just said, is about this lead character of Tim, and it's focusing on him and the future he's trying to make by going back to the past to try to make a better future for himself.
Okay, explain the context in which this happens then, Ben.
I don't think it's too much to give away to say that Tim, who's played by an actor called, I think he's pronounced his name, Domhall Gleeson, he's probably best known to people for being in the Harry Potter series as one of the Weasley brothers. He's just a nice bloke who, when he's 21 years old, his dad comes to him and says, actually, there's a family secret that I probably should have told you about earlier, but I'm telling you now that you can time travel. Ta-da! And like every father tells his son,
yes,
at 21.
And
so the rules of time travel in this film are pretty reasonable, and it really is. You can go back to events in your own life, and you can effectively do over moments in your life, but only within your own life. You can only travel within the experiences you've had.
Oh, to be able to do that. Does he have such a bad life that he has to go back and change things?
For anyone who's seen any of the movies, that Richard Curtis is the man who's written all of the films you listed off, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually, and he's behind this one as well. If you've seen any of his movies, you know the kind of world that you're getting into, which is, I think, the characters are likeable if fairly lightweight. The lives that they lead, there are some complications and issues do arise, particularly around relationships and love and those kind of things. But in the scheme of things, they're not that bad, really. Like, there's worse things that can happen to people. And Tim, the lead character in this film, his life isn't horrendous. And at no point of him traveling back in time do we see anything in the spectrum of what you can experience in life. What we see in About Time and the things that Tim is trying to correct and to fix and to improve aren't that bad.
You say the movie has a good message about living every day as if the ordinary is extraordinary. Please explain.
Yeah, well, actually, the movie raises that line. I thought it was a really good one. What I found most interesting about Time, like, you know, it's a good, solid romantic comedy. You can kind of walk, you can sit in there for a while, just drift off and enjoy the show. Or you can think about some of the notions that come from it. And there, this idea that ordinary everyday life is actually extraordinary. If you stop and think about it, and you think that, like, this moment, the conversation we're having right now, it can never be repeated. It like, this one moment's gone, the next one's coming, the past has just happened, all these kind of concepts. But if you think about this day, the day that we're living in today, you're never going to have it again. And so About Time actually builds to a interesting portrait, I thought, of celebrating the ordinary as extraordinary, which is, why don't we live like today is like the only time we're going to have this?
Yes.
So why wouldn't we make the most of it? Why would we just, you know, like, oh, I'm tired, or I'm agitated, or, you know, all kinds of things that we do as we progress through life, and we just don't sort of take notice of the fact that you're never going to have this again, unlike this movie is trying to suggest. But yeah, the interesting thing about Tim is that he steadily realizes that even though he can have his time again, why should he? Like, why do that? Because you're effectively, if you're living in the past constantly, you're kind of robbing yourself of the present.
And the future,
Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting, like, this Tim character, I didn't think, he doesn't exploit things too much, which is actually, he's really quite a nice bloke. even though a big factor in the film is him trying to, the character Rachel McAdams plays, he wants to get her to like him and to go out with him and get married and all those kind of things. But so he is exploiting her because he doesn't tell her that he's able to do this. He doesn't tell her he's got this skill. But there's also, you know, worse things that he could have done to manipulate the situation. He yes. really just goes back and, you know, he says something stupid, so he goes back and says it better again the next time.
How intriguing.
He does do over his life, but I didn't find it as exploitative as time travel movies can be.
So it's clearly got you thinking about how you can perhaps live a better life, even just live more in the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, as Open House has been talking about recently with the bushfires in New South Wales particularly, like there's plenty of things that happen in life that so many of us think, oh, I wish I could change that. I wish I could go back and yes. not have to live through that. I wish somehow that I could have my time again. And if I did, I'd do something different. And then I wouldn't have to go through. It's usually negative stuff, isn't it? It's yep. usually the things of life that are negative we wouldn't want to repeat. We would actually like to go back, have our time again. You hear people say that or think that. But About Time, yeah, it actually demonstrates that even if you have the ability to do that, you are losing something from the human experience when you're able to try to make your own life perfect. The consequences of actions get removed as well.
Yep.
And often we need those consequences so we grow by them. So, totally. So we learn, so we develop.
Yes.
So if you remove those things, like what happens then? What do you learn? How do you grow?
Yeah, good point. So thumbs up, thumbs down from you?
More of a thumbs sideways to thumbs up. I think it's a reasonable piece of work, About Time. But particularly for these ideas, Christians really should be embracing this. If you trust and rely on God, and you trust and rely on promises like Romans 8 tells us that in everything God works for the purpose of the good of those who love him. If you trust and rely on those promises, then you don't need this time travel mechanism to go back and try to improve your own life. You can trust that everything that you experience, the good and the bad, that God is taking you, shaping you for his purposes, for his good purposes, ultimately, you can hold on to that promise and not sort of sit and live in the past.
What a great point.
Do that.
So insightful. This is why I love you coming on Open House with your culture. Ben McKicken, thank you so much indeed.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.